Have you heard what's going on with baby formula? Find out on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz and I have Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. We're so excited for another episode. We're so excited that you are joining us. If this is your first time, welcome. And please check out our library of podcasts. If you are a regular listener, thank you so much for your loyalty. We love you. We appreciate that you take the time to listen to us and to be with us. And maybe you're watching us. We do air this on YouTube also.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So thank you for being here. Welcome. And So I actually just heard about this whole thing with baby formula this morning. Tina was telling me about it. She's like, have you heard what's going on with baby formula? I'm like, no, but I did 10 colonoscopies yesterday and I took off a lot of polyps. So tell us, fill us in, Tina.
No, I guess this has been an issue for a while, but it's becoming a bigger and bigger issue here in the States. There's a lot of people, like even on the radio, they were talking about it yesterday. They're talking about it all over social media. It just sounds like there is a huge shortage of baby formula and parents are kind of panicking. You know, there's mom groups coming together and what's really cool is the mom groups are coming together. They're sharing baby formula. Maybe if they have extra left over, maybe their baby's now on solid foods. Mm-hmm. So they're sharing what they have. There's moms that are breastfeeding that are pumping extra and like giving it out, which is really cool. Yeah. So, I mean, that's one cool thing that's come out of this.
Absolutely.
Is that these people are really trying to help each other out.
Coming together.
Yeah. The bottom line is that there's not enough formula, baby formula in the stores.
And why is that? Do we know?
I do not know. I don't know if they've said what the deal is. I've tried to look into it, but there doesn't seem to be much out there. And just on the way home yesterday on the radio, one of the radio announcers was talking about how she and her husband drove around for 4 hours looking for baby formula just from store to store.
Wow.
And it's like a real thing. Like this is like a big issue. So it just triggered for me like, we want to help, right?
Sure, absolutely.
And there are other alternatives to baby formula. I mean, actually, I saw something posted on social media this morning. It was like, don't tell a mother who feeds her baby formula to breastfeed, right? Because that's what a lot of people are like, why don't you just breastfeed your kid, right? Well, that's not an option for some women.
Right. And I'm sure you said something about it. It's stirring up things with the Wade.
Oh, the whole Roe versus Wade thing.
Yeah, there's all this
stuff, you know, like, oh, you're going to force us to have babies, yet you can't produce, you know, you can't give us the baby formula to feed the babies. I mean, it's a whole deal, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously some women can't breastfeed. I mean, obviously if you're a new mom, you know, if you're just getting ready to give birth or you're a brand new mom and you are producing breast milk and it is an option for you. Mm-hmm. I think considering everything that's going on right now in the world, you absolutely should consider breastfeeding your baby, maybe more than ever before.
Right.
Obviously, breast milk is one of the best things we can do for our babies when they're born. And so we strongly encourage breastfeeding. But again, not every woman wants to do that. And sometimes for medical reasons, they can't do it.
Well, and sometimes, I mean, I will tell you personally from my own personal experience, I was under a lot of stress. I was in training, you know, I was on call every 2 to 3 days. It was just very crazy busy. And when I had when I had our oldest, like I just wasn't producing the milk. And you know, I remember reaching out to lactation specialists and, okay, well, you got to do this. Make sure you're drinking a ton of water. Maybe try some sesame thing, you know, all sorts of little potions. But I just couldn't produce the milk.
Right.
And so that's, you know, that's also a reality for a lot of women.
Yeah. And I had twins, right? So I was producing milk, but not enough for both of them, right? So we had the twins half on breast milk, half on formula at the time. And this was before we kind of, I mean, we were actually right in the middle of our journey all of this started happening.
Actually, you were pregnant when we just started our
journey
on, you know, to wellness.
Yeah. And after we had the girls, you know, the twins, it was probably 6 months after we had had them before we learned about nutritional blood microscopy and just looking at the cells of the body and how food affects the cells of the body.
Right.
And I remember you and I went and got our nutritional blood microscopy, and I was fascinated, and I wanted to have the kids do it, mm-hmm. right? And at this point, the babies, like I said, the girls were maybe 6 months old, so all they're drinking is my milk and baby formula
right.
at that point, right? So we bring them in, and we had, you know, took some of their blood, and we put it on the slide, and I was blown away at the stuff that was in their blood.
It was scary.
Already.
It was scary.
Just from baby formula. And yeah. the woman that we worked with... at that time, she was educating us about what they're putting in baby formula today, mm-hmm. right? And of course, there are certain nutrients that are in baby formula that are important for the babies, but then there's a lot of other stuff in the baby formula that's not super great for the baby. And what tends to happen is there's a lot of sugar in baby formula. And so then we wonder why, when we get them off of baby formula at 1, 2 years old, why they're craving sugar,
right?
Why they're, yeah. you know, I want a lollipop, I want this, I want that. And it's because we've basically been feeding them sugar since birth, right? Mm-hmm. If we're giving them baby formula. So when I saw our girl's blood, I was literally sitting there crying. I don't know if we've ever podcasted on this, but it was very hard for me to look at their blood already at 6 months old and see how bad it was. And I remember sitting there crying and saying to her, what can I do? And she's like, well, you can make them formula. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean
make them formula? And thus started our formula making factory in our kitchen.
Yes. And so the reason why we're doing this podcast is because there is something else you can feed your baby if you're super desperate.
Absolutely.
And you need an alternative to your baby formula. And by the way, this is super, super healthy.
Super, super healthy.
Like over the top.
Yeah. Like we were calling our babies our little organic green babies.
Yeah.
I mean, this is super, super healthy, amazing. We fed them this from
6 months until almost 2 years old.
Until they came off their bottles.
I will tell you that the pediatrician was very concerned
yes.
when I told her what we were going to do. I told her, we're going to take them off baby formula and we're going to put them on this. And she was like, no, you can't do that. I'm like, well, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, then you need to come in here. I want them in here every 2 months and I want to be weighing them and I want to make sure they're growing. I said, fine, I'll do that. I don't care. And I did. I brought them in every 2 months and they started growing off the charts. And she's like, okay, you don't have to come in anymore. So, so we're going to give you the story of what we did to feed our babies.
Yes.
Okay. And, the recipe, so to speak.
Yes.
We will also post this recipe in the description of the podcast. So if anybody wants to copy and paste it and send it to friends and family or whoever, they're more than happy to do this. We will give this information out for free because it is so helpful and useful. And
yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully help feed your baby.
Absolutely.
So anyway, do you want to talk about the story of us feeding our babies?
Go ahead.
And
go
making
ahead.
Their baby formula.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it brings back, it actually brings back a lot of great memories because it felt good that we were feeding our babies good, wholesome food. Mm-hmm. Good, like just, you know, just raw. And you know, we knew that they were getting the nutrients that they needed. Mm-hmm. There, as you may imagine, and we're going to go through this, there was a lot of green in there. So we mm-hmm. had a lot of green stains everywhere.
Yeah. And I will have to say, we did have to transition them slowly.
We did. Like, it was very gradual.
They did not, because it's basically... It's basically half homemade almond milk and half green juice.
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
like a green smoothie that you would make, which we're going to talk about what's in it. But at first, if you just tried to give your baby this, like right out of the gate, like if they've been drinking formula this whole time, they're
going to
spit it out.
That's
not
exactly
like
what
it.
Our girls did.
Yeah.
They spit it out at the very beginning.
So we literally started doing like 3/4 formula and 1/4 this mixture. And then we slowly just increased it over time. And before we knew it, they were drinking all.
Oh, I'm just laughing
greens.
When I think of all the green bibs and
yes.
the green onesies and our stuff getting stained with green. But it was, you know, Tina and I, we were very passionate about doing this. We took turns because Tina's going to go through the recipe and what mm-hmm. we had to do. And it's time consuming.
Mm-hmm.
It does take time, but it is so worth
it's
it.
It's worth it.
So
yeah.
worth it.
It's worth every amount of minute you spend making this food. So basically,
exactly.
like I said, it's half homemade almond milk and half greens. The idea is you can make the almond milk part ahead of time and you can have it stored for like 2 to 3 days, because that process is a little more time consuming than making the green part.
That's actually the most time consuming. Yeah. I mean, we didn't buy almond milk. We made
You
the
have
almond
to make
milk.
It. Yeah. You can't, that's you can't what makes use it store-bought. You can't make store-bought or buy store-bought almond milk and feed it to the baby. There's other stuff in that almond milk that the baby's system can't handle. But if you make it fresh, then they can handle it. So what you do is you buy like a pound of almonds and you basically put them on water overnight. So you have to soak them overnight. This mm-hmm. is why you have to time it. You know, we were pretty much making it every 3 nights.
Right.
We had the almonds on water, yeah. right? Once they soak overnight, then in the morning, you basically take a couple handfuls, you put it in the blender. You don't do all the almonds at the same time. That'll be a nightmare. Okay. So a couple handfuls at a time with some water. A little bit of water, you blend it up, and then you're gonna pour that mixture into just a bowl, right? So you're gonna blend it, put it in a bowl, and then you're gonna do the next batch, you know, put the almonds with some water, blend it, put it in a bowl, and you're gonna blend it until it's liquefied, mm-hmm. okay? Once you have the almonds and the water liquefied, then you need to put it through a cheesecloth, okay? Now, this is the most time-consuming, in my opinion, most time-consuming yes. and messy part of yes. the job. Yes. This is why we took turns doing this, because it wasn't fun, all right? I will tell you. But again, it was worth it because the babies were very healthy. Take a cheesecloth, put it over a bowl. You're going to pour that almond mixture in, and you're going to squeeze. And the idea is you're basically squeezing out the milk, and you're mm-hmm. leaving the pulp of the almonds in the bag, okay? Now, some people throw away the pulp. Some people would use it in the shower as a scrub. Yeah, it's
we
a
did,
beautiful
we did not
scrub.
Use it. We did not use it in the shower.
We threw it
I think
away.
We were so exhausted that yeah. we were like,
forget
out.
This.
Forget that.
Exactly.
Even though I think a couple times we'd look at each other like, what can we do with this? Because there was so much
it's,
of it.
Yeah, and it's good stuff. I mean, yeah. so anyway, you could use it as a scrub in the shower. But you take the squeezed out almond milk, and we put it in like a 1 quart pitcher.
Like a pitcher, yeah.
And then we poured it into like a 1 gallon container, right, that we just reused. We just reused that one. We'd rinse mm-hmm. it and reuse the 1 gallon container over and over again, and then we put it in the fridge. And then that almond milk would last 2 to 3 days, right? Because when you go to feed the baby, and we had twins, so actually right. if you have one baby, it'd probably last 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
But every time you go to feed the baby, you're going to do half almond milk and then half the liquid greens, okay? And the greens consisted of blending a handful of spinach with 2 stalks of celery, obviously cleaned, and then we chopped them up kind of chunky, and then a half of an English cucumber. The English cucumbers are the cucumbers that are long and skinny and wrapped in plastic, okay? So you half that, clean it, you know, big chunks, put it in the blender with a couple inches of water, and again, you're going to blend it until it's liquefied, okay? You know, we had a Vitamix, so that didn't take very long. Right. Some people don't have a Vitamix. So blend it until it's liquefied. And then, again, you're going to put half almond milk, half the green juice. And you're going to shake it up, and you're going to give it to the baby. Okay. Keep in mind, if they've been drinking baby formula, they're not going to just love jumping to this, because this is greens, okay?
And it's not sweetened.
And it's not sweetened. That's right. So, again, you might have to do, you know, half or 3/4 baby formula and a little bit of this for them to start getting used to the taste. And then the more and more they get used to it, you just increase that and decrease the baby formula till they just don't need the baby formula anymore.
I'm just thinking of them spitting it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
They did not like it at yeah. first. But I will tell you, after about a month or two,
they grew to love it.
They loved it. And yeah. and they loved eating green. That's the thing that yeah. I love yeah. is like at dinner when they started eating solid foods, they wanted cucumbers, they wanted avocado, they craved healthy food, and it's because we were giving them healthy
exactly.
food in their bottles.
And to this day, they drink greens. I mean, we make a smoothie every morning of the same thing.
Actually, the same thing.
The same yeah. thing. But we're not doing the almond thing anymore.
I mean,
we're buying store-bought almond milk. But it's not sweetened. But we make the same. We do the greens with the almond milk, spinach, cucumbers, and the celery stalks, and serve it up every morning. Every morning, the kids get their little shot of greens, and so. Yeah, this is such a healthy formula, such a great formula. So if you are struggling, if you haven't been able to get formula for your baby, for your toddler,
no fear.
Yeah, yeah. This is
just
so great.
Get to work.
Exactly.
Get a blender.
It
get
will
a
take work.
Cloth,
we're not going to lie. It does take some work.
You know, but I was thinking, if you're going to spend 4 hours driving around looking for baby formula, exactly, you might as well be home making baby formula.
And actually, right? What you said is true. Like, if you just have one child, we had twins, but if you just have one, it'll probably last you
longer.
4 days. I mean,
yeah,
you know, 4 or 5 days. So maybe you'll just be doing this, you know, every
few days,
every
4 or 5 days. Yeah. Yeah, so it's not super bad considering that you could feed your baby in a healthy way.
Exactly.
So we just wanted to put that out there because we know there's a lot of parents out there struggling right now, and it's always nice to have an alternative to know about anyway that's not breast milk.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, if you guys are wanting to connect with us for any reason at all, if you guys are, you know, have any digestive issues, or you just want to connect with us just to chat about whatever, you can find us on our website, drlizcruz.com. Feel free to click the purple button that is in the middle of that page and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. Okay, that's our gift to you. And if you like this podcast, if you like this, please rate us, give us, you know, give us a rating. That'll help other people to find us. And if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe to this podcast. That way you will not miss any episodes. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. On that note, we are going to go ahead and bring this to a close. Thank you again for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.